Hello student, today's topic is forms of business organization. We are going to discuss the different forms of business organizations on the basis of ownership. It can be classified in five categories. First one, sole proprietorship. Second, joint Hindu family business. Third, partnership. Fourth, cooperative society. And fifth, joint stock company. We are starting from the sole proprietorship. Sole proprietorship means a sole person who invests amount into the business, bear all types of risk, and whatever the profit he earns, get it as a reward. The features of sole proprietorship. First, easy formation and closure. Second, liability, which is unlimited. Third, sole risk bearer and profit recipient. Fourth, control. Fifth, no separate entity. Sixth, lack of business continuity. Here, merits and demerits of sole proprietorship. Merits: quick decision making, confidentiality of information, direct incentive, sense of accomplishment, easy of formation and closure. Limitation: limited resources, limited life of a business concern, unlimited liability, limited managerial ability. The second form of the business we are going to discuss, that is a joint Hindu family business. The business carried out by the male member of the Hindu undivided family is known as a joint Hindu family business. There are two systems of business. First one, Dayabhaga, and second one is Mitakshara. The head of the family is known as a Karta, who bears unlimited liability, while the other members having a limited liability. As the child takes the birth in the family, he also becomes the member of the business. The features of joint Hindu family are formation, liability, control, continuity, and minor member. Merits and demerits of joint Hindu family business. Merits: effective control, continued business, limited liability of member, increase loyalty and cooperation. Demerits: limited resources, unlimited liability of Karta, dominance of Karta, limited managerial skill. The third form of different forms of business organization is partnership. Partnership is the relationship among the persons who have agreed to share the profit of the firm carried by all or any one of them acting for all. According to the professor L. H. Honey, partnership may be defined as the relationship between the persons who agree to carry on business in common with a view to private gain. The features of partnerships. First one, formation. Second, liability. Third, risk bearing. Fourth, decision making and control. Fifth, continuity. Sixth, mutual agency. Seventh, membership. Merits and demerits of partnership. Merits: first, easy formation and closure. The partnership can be started easily and it can be closed by the taking the permission from the all partners. Balance decision making. In the partnership, balance decision making is available because all the decisions are made on the behalf of majority. More fund in comparative of sole proprietorship. Sharing of risk. In partnership, the risk is shared among the all partners. Secrecy. Definitely, the secret is maintained in the partnership business because the partners, only partners knows the secret of the business. Limitation. Unlimited liability. There is unlimited liability of partners because in case of loss, they have to bear it personally. And from the personal assets, that loss can be recovered. Next, limited resources. Next, possibility of conflicts and lack of continuity. There are different types of partners. First one, active partner. Second, sleeping or dominant partner. Third, secret partner. Fourth, nominal partner. Fifth, partner by estoppel or partners by holding out. Here, types of partnership. On the basis of time period, there are three types of partnership firm. Partnership at will, fixed period partnership, particular partnership. One more topic we are going to discuss in the partnership, that is partnership deed. Partnership deed or agreement is a contract which defines rules, regulations, policies, rights, duties of a partner. So partnership deed is essential into the partnership. It may be oral or it may be written. But definitely, written partnership deed is better than oral because in case of dispute, this deed can be presented into the court as an evidence. That is the end of the different forms of the business organization, module 1. In the next module, we will discuss more forms of the business. Thank you.